You've heard me comment in prior shows on the difficulty and revealing nature of Mozart's vocal music. For that matter, I dare say there are several great instrumentalists who would say that that applies to Mozart's concerti and chamber music as well. One of the most difficult and beautiful of all tenor arias is Tamino's Act I romanza, Dies Bildnis. The Queen of the Night has given Tamino a picture of her daughter. It is a lovely Pamina. He falls in love with her the instant he sees her portrait, and, unlike many operas, eventually wins his beloved. Here is the late German tenor Fritz Wunderlich, and a beautiful reading of this wonderful aria from Mozart's The Magic Flute.
Thank you.
Pamina's proclamation of love for Tamino comes in Act 2. Here is soprano Anna Moffo now, and a lovely reading of the Act 2 aria, Hakis Fils, from Mozart's The Magic Flute. Much of the comic relief in The Magic Flute lies in the role of Papageno, the happy-go-lucky birdcatcher, who, at the end of the opera, realizes his goal of happiness with a wife much like himself. And he and Papagena go off for a life together, sure to be filled with many little Papagenos and Papagenas. A happy end for all, save the Queen of the Night and her evil forces, who are condemned to everlasting night, as good triumphs over evil. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Singer Spotlight, and I hope you'll join me next week when the Singer Spotlight will be on soprano Joan Sutherland. I'm your host and producer, Tony Partington, thanking you for listening. Singer Spotlight is made possible through a grant from Woods Piano Company in downtown Johnson City, authorized dealer for Steinway, Schimmel, Yamaha, and Young Chang pianos.